This is a familiar sight in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Hundreds of families are heading to the capital from areas across the country. They are fleeing a drought that has wiped out their livestock and left them without food and water. Some of their children have died. Many are malnourished. Amina Mohammed recently arrived at this camp. She is struggling to make ends meet.
When I wake up in the morning, I make tea and popcorn. This will be my children's only meal.
The last 2 years have been hard on people in countries like Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia. Four rainy seasons have failed. It's likely the fifth season won't make much of a difference. Across East Africa, at least 36 million people are affected, including children who are severely malnourished. 11 million Ethiopians and 4 million Kenyans are close to starvation. More than 8 million Somalis have nothing to eat. Millions of farm animals have died. And 16 million people cannot get enough water.
We narrowly averted the famine, but the situation is still critical. Drought also affected the food production, which means 70% of food production in Somalia has been affected by the drought. Also, it affects the education, where all those young people underage who are affected by the drought are not going to the school.
Aid agencies say some districts are heading towards a famine. The last time one was declared in Somalia was in 2011.
Our priority is life-saving, but at the same time, we are calling to focus on the recovery and the resilience. That's the most important one. If we wanted to prevent the recurrence of the famine.
Herders in Kenya living in arid areas are relying on the government and humanitarian organizations. Kenya has declared the drought a national disaster. Through the year, Al Jazeera visited several counties in the north to cover the deteriorating situation.
People are receiving maize, beans, and cooking oil, but this food does not come often. And villagers that we are talking to say it's not even enough.
Doctors dealing with malnutrition cases say some children who live in remote areas often come to the hospital when they are already too weak to be saved. Wildlife has also been affected. The government estimates at least 200 elephants died because of the drought in 2022. The region is in the middle of another rain season. Some areas have had rainfall, but weather experts say it may not be enough. That means millions of people who desperately need help may go into the next year, even worse off. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.